Hey, I'm Laura Nickerson. You're listening to Broad Topics. Today is Equal Pay Day, 2014, April 8th. Women across the world are so excited until they all go, I don't know what that really means. What is Equal Pay Day? Okay, I'm here to help you. Breathe with me. We will get through this together. April 8th is Equal Pay Day, at least for this year. Now, this is a symbolic day when women's earnings finally catch up to men's earnings from the previous year. So, no math involved. It's okay. All they're saying is because women make 77 cents on the dollar that men make, for 2013, whatever a man made, it would take us this additional couple of months as women to make the same amount. So that's why every year we get mad and annoyed on Equal Pay Day, because that's how behind we are when it comes to the gender wage gap. So I'm going to let you know a couple little facts for all of you out there who are thinking, ah, no, what? Women are totally equal. What are you talking about, Laura? You're so crazy. I'm so not crazy. Over our lifetime, $400,000 is what we women lose just by doing the same job as a man. $400,000. Do you know how much money that is? That's insane. Some of us will never see $400,000, but if we were to, we'd be really peeved about losing it. Also, the thing that people are really concerned about, and especially the AAUW, is that women make less money, therefore they get less pension and less retirement. And hey, guess who's going to be kind of broke when it comes to retirement? Ding, ding. It's going to be us. So, and we live longer. So we're going to live longer in poverty. Thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate it. Now, if you're African-American or Hispanic woman, guess what? You are out of luck, because you are even worse off than the white women. In fact, Hispanic women make 53% of white men's salaries. 53%. African-American women is a little bit more than that, but still, it's not enough. None of it's enough. So now if you're going in different parts of the country, guess which country you would go to and make the least money compared to the men working in your same job? Who guessed Wyoming? Oh, Wyoming. Shame on you. Shame. 64%. Women make 64% of what men make there. The higher learning gap doesn't help. It helps a little. If you're in STEM and science, technology, engineering, mathematics, guess what? You're going to make a little bit more, closer to your male counterparts, but not that much. And, if you really want to feel better about it, it might close. The gender gap might close in pay in 2058. I don't know about you, but I plan on being dead by then. Your kids will probably be retiring by then, if not already retired, right? So this is not looking good for us. Today is kind of a big day. Today, President Obama is signing two executive orders to implement elements of the Paycheck Fairness Act for federal contract workers. So it's a step. He's trying, but it's not meaning really that much, let's be honest, because all it's saying is that if you work for federal contract workers, then there's certain regulations that go into place, including being able to see what your coworkers are making a little bit better. You can't be penalized for asking or finding out information on what your coworkers are making, so you can find out exactly how much more than you they're making. So ladies, I know there's a lot of rhetoric out there talking about, oh, you know, it's really not true. It's all lies. It's all education. It's all this. It's all that. Stop with the talking, okay? It's still there. I've done it. You've done it. Think about it. I've worked in so many jobs when the men were making more money than me. Many, many. And sometimes it's supply and demand, and sometimes it's education, and sometimes it's, who knows, a little bit of fairy dust. But whatever it is, if we don't make a big stink about this now, it's going to take a lot longer than 2058 to start getting some fair money. And guess who's doing a lot of the breadwinning? Women. Guess who's raising the kids as single parents? Majority women. Guess who's going to be living longer, broken in the gutter? Women. So we got to get on this, ladies. Everybody, write to your senators. Get behind the people that you think can make a difference and support this act. Support our women out there working, okay? I'm Laura Nickerson. Bye.